WWA Mobile.
CAN4VWA, W4DJW.
Good morning, Sunshine. How are you this morning? CAN4VWA. You doing all right, Dave?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing?
Landline on that a little bit if you want to. But, yeah, I'm percolating along.
Well, that's good. Have you been out to the airfield any?
I've been to the airfield this season.
Neither have I. I got to get the hexcopter converted over to free sky so that I can use it for some testing.
You got some kind of experiment going. That's good. Can I ask what kind of experiment, or just you want something keeping quiet right now?
Yeah, it's for calibrating Doppler systems. You go up to where a Doppler is, and you fly a hexagon around it, and you measure, it's got its own little transmitter, and you measure its angle of arrival, and then you go to the next point on the 8 points around the hexagon, and then you go back to the drawing board, and you see how accurate you are.
That's cool. And when I hear Doppler, I'm thinking on this frequency.
Yeah, we got a system of Dopplers on the input for this frequency that monitor 24/7 by 365. So we're going to the next gen that's going to be more accurate and more sensitive and frequency agile, so that other repeaters, if they experience issues, will be able to change frequency on all of them at one time and monitor another repeater.
Now I'm impressed. That is smooth. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I started my maintenance program for the cancer, and I've had the sign-off from my heart doctor that said he doesn't want to see me for another year. So can't get any better than that.
Great, Dave. That's fantastic news. Which leads me to the next question. Why haven't you called me to go fly?
Because I haven't been doing that either. Since the hurricane, I spent a whole lot of time cutting up trees. I still don't have them all done. But I just said, hey, I've got to do some other stuff. Had to have the front porch replaced. I was going to just have the columns replaced because there was rot in the bottom of them. But that extended up to the top, and that extended out to the side, and that extended all the way to the house, and wound up having to replace the whole front porch on the house. It's on the north side, and it never gets sunshine, so it doesn't get dry like the back of the house does. It's constantly getting sunshine. So there was a window on the north side that had to be replaced, too. So just doing some stuff like that, getting caught up. Had some, you know, the hardwood floors are 25 years old, and kids and dogs and humans, adults, have been traversing that floor for a long time, so I had to have a few sections of it replaced. And it blended really good. They did a really good job. So catching up on all that maintenance that we're supposed to be doing, that the XYL says, when you going to get that done? I'm getting those things done.
Yeah, a little bit of a drain on the pocket, but you know what? Spend it yesterday, or spend it today, or spend it tomorrow. You got to spend it.
This is true. Yeah, got to let go of it every now and then. But I don't want to let go too much. but I do plan on letting go a little bit more for some more flying stuff once I did get the airplane room cleaned up quite a bit so that I can do some more building in the future. I got some more to do. I cleaned up a bunch of stuff in the attic and took it to the dump and then made a place to store my stuff neatly upstairs in the attic so that it gives me more elbow room in the airplane room to run the CNC machine and, you know, lay out a wing on a full 8-foot table so that you can stand the ribs up and you can leave it there till the glue dries, that kind of stuff.
I was just going to ask you. That answered my question. You're talking about some good old-fashioned stick-built stuff, man. That's good.
Yeah, I signed up for a few Facebook pages on old-timey RC flying. We're old-timey now. I mean, what we were raised doing is old-timey now. That's kind of weird, but it is what it is. But I like that a whole lot better. I mean, I like the styrofoam stuff for getting in the air and get going and getting really light and not costing much if you crash it, but it just isn't anything like balsa wood and monocoat. It just doesn't compare. Now, the electric, yeah. Electric, I'm all for not having to clean goo off of the side of the airplanes after you finish flying.
Again, about 3 years ago, I was all up for doing the... I was still a gasser, but... the lazy gene kicked in, and you're right. It is so much more convenient.
Well, I still like the gas. I remember... My son and I used to go to contests, and we get up early in the morning. Sun wasn't even all the way up. You could see mist over the dew on the grass on the runway. And somebody would light one up. And I'm not talking about a cigarette. I'm talking about an airplane with a tune pipe, a 46 rear exhaust, rear intake, with a tune pipe on the back of it. And they'd hit that throttle a few times and then take off and go vertical. And nothing like the smell of nitro in the morning.
Ignoring you. I'm giving a second for somebody else to jump in and doing my little acknowledgement, enjoyment, that laugh of good memories.
I know. We used to get up and do that first one in the air. You start practicing way before they shut down the runway so that you couldn't practice anymore before the competition started. And we'd be out there doing touch and goes, Dixie Death, loops, rolls, and spins, just having a fantastic time, trying not to break anything before the contest. I was down there at Mac Hodges down in Alabama, down in, I forget the name of the town down there, but he had a really big hobby shop down there, and we'd go down there and compete. And his brother, Billy, came by in a full-scale, a low wing, I think it was a Cherokee, and he rotated the wings on the side, and he went right past us down the runway. That wingtip was probably 30 feet away from us, and he was doing over 200 miles an hour. That was kind of scary.
Come buy me a biscuit.
Okay, no problem. W4DJW, standing by.
Back. Got me a nice, spicy Cajun filet biscuit from DeBojo's large Southern Sweet Tea. Doesn't that sound like a combination?
That does sound pretty good. Well, I just had a DVD finish burning. I'm updating my version of Linux on some of my computers. One of my disks had a scare, so I decided to replace it. And while I'm doing it, I'm upgrading other Linux distributions on other machines too. So it just popped out of the CD writer, so now I have to go in the airplane room and burn it to another system. And I'll give you time to eat your sandwich, your biscuit, and enjoy your tea. But it's good talking to you this morning. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Be your landline this afternoon.
Anytime's good as any. If I'm not, I usually, the dogs have 2-hour cycles. They lay down for 2 hours and then they get up and run zoomies around the house for 2 hours. When they get up, I take them outside. So if I'm outside, I won't answer the phone if I'm outside with them. But any other time when I am inside, I'll try to answer it. My phone's getting blown up, though, lately with time to renew your Medicare, Medicaid, want you to upgrade. So a lot of that stuff I just send to the bit bucket. I'll pay closer attention so I don't send yours to the bit bucket.
I appreciate that. Hey, you know what I've been doing to some of them? Because, you know, most of those are pirated numbers that they call you on. I'll wait and I'll get them on the phone and I say, listen, tell you what we can do. I'm going to call you back on the number that is shown on my screen here. And if you answer, I'll talk to you. Most of the time they just go, click. Oh, I love messing with them. In the meantime, probably about 3-4 o'clock this afternoon. I got some stuff going today. So, anyhow, 73s, and I will talk to you a little bit later on. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Oh, I see. Yeah, my wife said she would try to block a bunch of them. So she went in there, And she went block, 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 block. It didn't make any difference. I think they use a new number every single time they call. It's just an evil we can't get away from. Anyway, take care. I should be around 3 to 4, no problem. I'll be sitting down getting ready for the market close. And so that ought to work. Anyway, take care. Be safe. KM4VWA, W4DJ, W Clear.